Not the first order. My role is the sort of local building standards, and I'm also dedicated with standards and other organizations like UL and OC, and recently with ICRE. And today I'm going to talk about why ICRE and what ICRE does. Okay, so I'm going to start with a couple of proverbs. Yesterday, if you were attended the keynote general session, the talk called scale, right? How do we go from 2% in the U.S. to 20%? In other conversations, you talk about 100% EV penetration. I think there's quite a bit to be done to get there, right? And in my opinion, I think there's two big issues, and it has to do with trust. And it has to do with data. So this concept of trusted data is critical. And I think that's what the rest of my talk is going to focus on. So this is one example of some of the paradigm metrics that we need to kind of think about. So right now in the ecosystem, we do have certifications. You have various independent bodies looking at products, looking at sites, and so forth. The issue I have with that is everybody has their own unique perspective or way of looking at things. There's no consensus based. So, you know, the way one thing is evaluated is different from another product. There's no consensus. So when you really want to compare products, when you really want to compare plant performance, there's really, it's an apples to oranges comparison that we see out there. So that's where the ICRE comes at. So this is one example, and here I'm looking at availability of an inverter from inception going forward. And there's metrics today, LCOE, availability. John mentioned the availability standard. It's written into contracts. But I think these are, you know, good metrics, but they're not good enough. The reality is that product innovation is going at such a great pace, and you have value engineering happening at such a great pace that with the products that of today are going to be very different from the products of tomorrow. So, but at the same time, we need to kind of build on the confidence. And I think you need to have metrics like this. One such metric is concept of reliability growth. So you could apply this to products, you could apply this to power plants, you could apply this to EPCs, and this is one way to gauge how the performance is increasing. And you can also compare it to a benchmark. See how the slope is. Is it higher? Is it on par? Is it below? Gives you a weight benchmark. Likewise, on the costs. So this one I'm talking about total cost of ownership of an inverter in this case. And you'll see that there's variances, right? And you, the thing is that it's not about who's back. It's about, are they improving? Are they getting better, right? Right now, I don't think the standards or the metrics capture these kind of things. So we need to think about these kind of paradigm metrics. And I think in ICRE and Orange Button and, you know, NERV-CAD and so forth and all of these standards, we have the framework to build this. And, you know, today I'm going to talk about ICRE and how we can make it happen through ICRE. And Thomas is going to talk about future state, where we're going with it. So the ICRE is basically from the IC. As you know, it's a global organization. So it's a global consensus-based standard. So it gives us a platform for that achieving that standardized approach. So this is an organization slide. So the key thing is this, the IC is has two groups. One is the standards development group on the left, and on the right you have the conformity assessment system. So ICRE is one of the types of conformity assessment system offered by the ICRE, and focused on renewable energy assets, solar, wind, and marine energy. So this gets into a little bit of detail. The key thing is that there's operational management committees that manage each of the sectors, and the membership of these operational management committees are idea is that when you come to discuss consensus, you first need to have consensus within your national committees, and then you get to the international level, and then you have a consensus there. So the difficulty with this is it takes a long time. So this ICR effort has been ongoing for almost 5 years now. So what does it work? Basically, the ICRE is not one entity. It's basically the framework. It's provided to administration. So the participants are certifying bodies, inspection bodies, as laboratories. So there's competence systems. And at the heart of it are the IC standards, which are also developed in a consensus manner. So it offers transparency, and you know, and the thing is, it's a balanced influence. There's checks and balances in the system. No one stakeholder can game the system. So this is at each critical milestone, and associated with each of the certificates is data. And it's that data that will enable the kind of metrics that I was talking to you about. And the great thing is that, you know, our important taxonomy and IEC standards, all the terminology are aligned. So they're very synergistic from that standpoint. So these are some of the features. Again, accountability, accreditation, impartiality, consistency, transparency, and the key thing is, as a result of this, if you get a certificate, it is portable. So you don't have, so for a manufacturer or for an EPC, the issue we have is we have too many assessors, too many bodies claiming, you know, I can do a better job. But again, we cannot compare apples to apples. And the idea is that to reduce some of the audit overhead, as a PV module manufacturer, ISOR goes through like 40 audits of the manufacturing plants in a half a year, probably double that, depending on, you know, who are all auditing. I think with something like this, if you have a consistent approach, you can streamline that and you can bring the system of overall quality. So all the different stakeholders involved, as far as value, again, the data capture is intended to cater all of these different stakeholders. So again, I'm gonna read the slide later on, but each stakeholder has a different perspective on what their key aspects of the system is designed with respect. So again, the value is using global consensus-based IEC standards, using the consensus-based conformity assessment system, the certifying bodies, the test labs, the auditors, they all have strict qualification criteria to meet. They also need to be peer verified periodically. There's requirements for competence. And then there's also assessment of manufacturing quality, assessment of the top plant build, and then also assessment of the O&M performance. So the peer assessments I already talked about are a critical thing. And the big thing that enables portability is the mutual recognition. Today, right now, that's an issue. And that's why we have a lot of this auditor work in the industry. More slides talking about the same thing. I'm just going to skip over. So this is talking about some of the qualification criteria for auditors, so a pretty stringent set of requirements, training needs, and so forth. And then this is the quality assurance, like I mentioned. There's standards that each of the auditors are based on, and there's specific operational documents that define how you audit module manufacturer versus an inverter manufacturer versus a PV design versus the O&M operations. At the end, the critical thing is the output of this is data, and with the entire framework, it gets you to that point of trusted data, standardized companies or entities to look at how they are performing related to their peers and, you know, come up with improvement ideas. Lastly, I want to talk about Ariska. Ariska is a U.S. entity, and Ariska is the way in the U.S. if you want to participate in ICRE. So Ariska is a nonprofit. It stands for American Renewable Energy Standards and Certification Association. Ursula is a member of it. Primary functions are secretariat functions for U.S. National Committee of ICRE, and then we also are a secretariat for the Wind Energy Generation Systems, and also SCAA and AB, which focus on grid integration of renewable assets. So those committees are focused on things like requirements for interconnection, grid compliance tests, and so forth. And then you also have SCAB that's more focused on decentralized energy, more microgrids, and then how microgrids communicate with each other. So if these are all aspects or areas of interest to you, please participate in ARISCA, and the last slide tells you how you can get a hold of it.